Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Wow, guys, this year we have recorded 180 episodes and 170,000 listens have come through this year, and I cannot believe that. I also can't believe that we've come to the end of 2021. And this week, if you're tuning in, we're going to be sharing the top five most listened to episodes of the entire year. I want to let you know that I cannot thank you enough for tuning in to the Daily Hype, for sharing this with your friends and family, and we will be back in February. In the meantime, don't forget to check out Me Time so that you can have a moment for yourself. Follow us at Team AP Consulting and follow me at Ashley, ASHLI_P. So I did something last weekend that felt very strange, and I want to tell you about it. I celebrated something that hasn't happened yet, which isn't like me. I'm not the kind of person who someone's like, hey, by the way, I have this awesome opportunity for you. And I'm like, oh my God, guess what? It's happening. Because nothing is happening until I sign a contract. You know what I mean? Like, until the money's in my account, it's not happening. Until I sign a piece of paper that says you are legally obligated to make this happen, it's not happening. Okay. What is the phrase? I don't count my chickens before they hatch. Like, I don't. Okay. Cool. The opportunity is great. It's there. I'm excited to be up for that opportunity. Great. Awesome. Perfect. Wonderful. The whole thing. However, I typically don't let myself get too worked up because things fall through, right? Right. Now, the thing is that I am also a very big believer in making sure that you celebrate moments, making sure that you celebrate big moments, making sure that you celebrate small moments, making sure that throughout your journey of life, of entrepreneurship, if that applies to you, of XYZ, making sure that your journey and path through life is one that has inklings of celebrations sprinkled in throughout instead of major milestones. Now, hear me out. I'm not going to sit here and say that your wedding shouldn't be celebrated. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, your birthday should definitely be something, you know, for you to enjoy. What I am going to say is that there's other things in between that should be celebrated also, right? For instance, if you, let's say you just started working out again and you went to the gym 3 days in a row, celebrate it. Now, maybe don't celebrate it by eating three entire sheet cakes, but maybe celebrate it by saying, you know what? I am going to sleep in 30 minutes tomorrow, or I'm going to buy myself this cute little necklace that I've been wanting to get, whatever it could be, right? Is there something that you can just do to say congrats to me in this tiny, tiny, tiny way? Yay, we love it. For instance, all the time in business, I have different entrepreneurs who work with me who say things like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited because I finally got my first inquiry about my services. And I always say, celebrate it. And they say, well, it's not the service though. And I'm like, yeah, they asked though. Like, that's the first time that that's going to happen. That's so major. That's so exciting. That's so crazy. And I feel like that is where joy lives. Joy lives absolutely in the obvious. Absolutely, it's on your wedding day. Absolutely, it's when a child is born. No questions asked. It is absolutely on days when you start your business or you make $10,000 or you finally pay off your credit card debt. Absolutely, joy lives in those moments. However, those tiny little celebrations along the way have to be deemed important too, because sometimes they're the only time it's going to happen. There's only going to be one time you get your first client. There's only going to be one time that you finally make that first $100 payment towards your credit card debt, so you start paying it off. There's only going to be one time that you decide that you're going to try getting pregnant with your partner. Like, those things are worthy of celebrating, the tiny, tiny moments. So what's funny is that I was connected with someone who said, listen, I'm going to make some things happen for you. Things that are so far beyond my scope of reality that I was like, whoa, okay, great, cool, love this. And I decided to celebrate it. Now, here's the thing, no contract. I don't have the money in my account. I don't have the, you know, collaboration in place or the opportunity in place yet. But I did decide to celebrate because here's the thing. I was connected to the right person who at the right time understood what I was doing. And that to me is worth celebrating. So no, I'm not celebrating the fact that this particular deal went through. I'm celebrating the fact that I could even have the conversation, right? And I think that's what we miss, is that we are thinking that joy is only when we hit a reward, and that's just not the case. If you and your partner decide we are going to start trying to have kids, that's huge. If you say, today's the day that I'm going to start saving for my retirement, or today's the first day that I'm going to actually start a savings account, hell yeah, man. If today's the day that you're like, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, even if I'm just going to go to stretch, I'm going to get in the habit of waking up and putting on my gym clothes and driving to the gym. Fuck yeah, man. Absolutely. Totally into it. And I feel like we need a little bit more of that, right? We need a little bit more of the celebration of the tiny things. So my question for you, and every single day you can do this, my question for you is, what today can you celebrate? And if you're having the shittiest time in your life, if you are at the lowest point ever, I want you to celebrate that you took a second out of your day to do something good for yourself by listening to this podcast. That's enough. That's enough. You're doing great, sweetie. Get in the shower. Go celebrate that. Order in some food. Order in some food. Say, I'm going to do something nice for myself by ordering my favorite meal. Because you know what? I'm down in the dumps and chicken fingers sounds great. Whatever it is. Celebrate the tiny things. Because listen, if you guys have been following me, if you follow me, if you listen to the podcast, if you've been journaling with me, if you know how I like to journal, then you know that when I write down what I'm grateful for in the morning, I'm not allowed to say that I'm grateful for my family, for my friends, for my health, for my job. Like, duh, duh. You know what I mean? Like, of course, like I'm not going to be like ungrateful for the things that are like basic needs in my life. I'm not going to be grateful that I have food on the table. Like, no, duh. Right? For me, gratitude lives in the tiny moments. I'm grateful for, yes, my sister, but also like the conversation that I had with my sister that made me see a perspective that I hadn't yet considered. And now I have more compassion and I'm thankful for her for that. Right? It goes deeper. I'm grateful for food on the plate, on the table, sure. But more than that, I'm so grateful for the amazing taste of this phenomenal lasagna because it's bringing up a specific memory. That is my way of infusing the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest seed of joy into my day, because I truly think that's where it lives. Everywhere else, it's obvious. But saying, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this sweatshirt because what a beautiful color pink that I totally overlooked. I love this color. It makes me feel confident. It makes me feel pretty. And I also just am obsessed with this color. So I'm grateful for this color pink on my sweatshirt. That is where great gratitude lives. And with joy, it lives in tiny, 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 tiny celebrations. So what is your tiny celebration today? That is what I want to know. Let me know. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.